Professor Rick Steiner says that had the right accident prevention methods been in place, the Selendang-Gyu disaster could have been avoided.
For instance, in the Selendang, had that vessel been tracked, it would have been obvious 15 hours before it was ever notified to the Coast Guard that the vessel was in trouble because it had stopped on its route and was drifting back downwind.
Help could have gotten to the ship quicker before the weather turned and the ship ran aground, splitting in two. Steiner and his organization, the Shipping Safety Partnership, says more needs to be done to prevent large-scale accidents in the high-traffic Aleutians.
And you need tracking, real-time, 24/7, 365 tracking of each one of these large vessels so you know where they are at all times, what their status on route is. And then you need tugs, rescue tugs, that are, you know, have a 150-ton bollard pull, really powerful 10,000-horsepower engines with the proper tow gear on board to be able to hook up a tow to a disabled freighter or tanker along the Aleutians in very bad Force 8 storm conditions.
Some of the emergency systems have already been put into place in a smaller scale. The Coast Guard installed automatic identification systems that track vessels near Unimak Pass and on Alaska Island. Gary Fawley with the state's Department of Environmental Conservation says two emergency towing systems are ready for use in Onalaska. They can be transported to different sites along the chain by helicopter or tug. Another system will be housed in Kodiak. The DEC also used information from the Selendang cleanup to develop region-specific procedures for water testing and oil cleanups.
One of the things with that type of oil and those type of sea conditions, there really wasn't a visible slick to track. The oil rapidly weathered into tar balls, which floated just beneath the surface, and they were difficult to track from the air.
If another disaster occurs, Fawley says they can respond quickly. The department also developed geographic response strategies for 42 sensitive areas in the region.
In the event of emergency, if there's a salmon stream or other sensitive area that needs to be protected, we know exactly what it takes in terms of positioning boom and skimmers, and so there's no delay.
But Steiner says this isn't enough. A risk assessment for the region was funded with $3 million from the Selendang's criminal plea agreement, but it's only in its early stages.
We're looking at another 4 or 5 years of risk in the Aleutians until the risk assessment is done and the recommendations are implemented. So what we need to do is do some reasonable and prudent interim risk reduction measures.
Those include chartering a rescue tug to be on call in the Western Aleutians and imposing real-time vessel tracking on all ships. And Steiner says, we haven't got time to lose.
It's our responsibility to make sure that this shipping is done as safely as possible, or else we're going to have a disaster. It's going to be at Exxon Valdez 2 at Unimak Pass, and we cannot afford that.
For KUCB in Onalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.